from Press Communications, LLC. This is Jersey Shore Matters.
So if the spooky season is something that you live for every year, then this episode is right up your alley. Good morning, I'm Valerie Seagraves, and this is Jersey Shore Matters. Thanks for being here. My guest this morning is Philip Caparasso, who has got one of the best haunted houses I have seen. It happens to be in Asbury Park. Philip, thank you so much for letting me come over to your home, and thanks for doing this episode of Jersey Shore Matters.
Are you guys kidding me? I've been waiting for this moment for the longest time ever. Aww. You know, Halloween is a piece of my heart, and has always been a piece of my heart, and to be able to now have my own home and to be able to share like my love for Halloween with my community and even beyond. It's because now it's beyond. Thanks to you guys, actually.
Well, first of all, let's talk about where people can see all of this. Looking at pictures of it and seeing what it's like, where can they go to find that?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook. I have my own Facebook page. It's actually called the Asbury Park Halloween House Countdown to 2025. But every year it changes because it's a new year every year. So
you do a different theme every year?
I change it up every year because I don't want it to be the same every year.
So let's go this way and walk out in front of the street.
I'm on Ridge Avenue.
Ridge Avenue.
1107 Ridge Ave.
You walk up. First of all, I love your house. How long have you lived here? Thank you so much.
20 plus years. And I've been probably doing this for close to maybe like 18 years.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, every year it grows and it gets bigger and bigger.
So here we are looking first at the front door, and you have two witches that are cackling, and they have a cauldron.
They do. They do. And every witch in my house, they're all, we say that they're relatives. I kind of like name them all as I put them out. So I have an actual movie in the window, which you can't see because it's daytime. That one's actually my mom. So she's the witch in the window. And then these are my they're married into my family. We have Leah and we have Amy at the door. But as we go around, I'll show you the other witches and I'll tell you their names as we go. This is Joanna, my sister-in-law.
The witch, the,
yes,
the witch in the tree.
Yep. And like I said, as I put them out, because I kind of do everything, I don't kind of do everything all at once. I do everything nice and slow. I want it to look nice.
Wait. Where does all this live when it is not Halloween?
The basement.
You have a big basement.
We do, yeah. Full-size basement. But also, we just had our garage done, and now I can store stuff in there, too.
This is a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff, it is.
And it's all bright. Is it neon on purpose, or what is
that? Yeah, that was our theme this year, is to go neon. And so what I did, I did, like, stage stuff. I DJ. I do lighting. So I kind of had a feel for what neon would look like on like a bigger scale. I actually got black light floodlights. I painted everything neon colors, and it just kind of like it's amazing. The tombstones, the skeletons.
Where did you get these, by the way? Here in New Jersey or out of state?
In New Jersey, some out of state. A cool thing is, because everybody knows this is my Halloween house, I will wake up in the morning, and I'll go to my front door, and somebody would have left me.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to God. I swear. People leave me Halloween decorations.
That's
they do.
So awesome.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Like I said, it's very community here. It's like, it's not just me. There are people adding to, like, what I'm doing because they love it so much. You know, I get, like, big, like, thug guys walking by, and they're like, yeah, look, we love your Halloween house. It's amazing, and nobody ever touches my stuff, ever. They're so respectful of what I do. Like, it's, like I said, it brings us all together in the best way possible.
That is fabulous. And I see that there's stuff for everyone. Even kids could come here.
Absolutely.
And be intrigued and curious without being scared.
Absolutely.
Visual. It's not necessarily frightening. It's just fabulous to look at.
Well, I have a really cute story. So I had a father and a daughter come here, and I noticed that the daughter was really quiet, and the father said that she was on the spectrum and she wasn't very verbal. And she saw one of my ghosts, and she said, in front of me, she said, "Scooby-Doo ghost." And her father looked at me and said, "She doesn't ever talk in front of other people." So it was like a magic experience for me, for somebody that's really nonverbal, to talk while they were with me looking at my Halloween house. It was like the, like, it filled my heart so much. So much, so much. And so I'm so happy that I can share that story with you guys, because that's one thing that I know, it really touches people deep inside what I do. And it's like, I keep saying everything is so rewarding, but it really, really is. It is. There's so many rewards that come with what I do.
Well, what you do is a labor of love. So when you give so much of yourself, of course, when you see it come back to you, I think that's really what puts you to that next level up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And how did it all start?
When I was younger, my mother and father were on a bowling league, and my Uncle Tony would come over to our house, and he would babysit us. And, you know, when you're little, you shouldn't be watching horror movies. And he would come over, and he would have his little six-pack of beer, and shut off all the lights, and we would watch a horror movie. And what tortures he put us through while we're watching these horror movies kind of, like, made me who I am today, in kind of a funny, quirky... It just made me love Halloween and horror and everything that comes with it.
So I have to ask, was your uncle your mother's brother or your father's brother?
My mother's only gay brother.
And is he still with us?
He is still with us. He's actually seen my house, but he's actually in a nursing home now. So we go and visit him. He knows what I do, and I definitely know that he's proud of what I've become and what I do. And, you know, he's definitely my biggest influence of what has happened.
And did your mom, as his sister, ever yell at him for what he did?
Oh, my God, 100%.
To her babies?
100%. But you know what? She would kind of, like, add to it. But, she's our mom, so of course she's going to yell at him. But he's the fun gay uncle, so we actually would love when he would do that to us. It was fun. It helped us grow. It made us become who we are today. And I love it. Look at this. Look at what I did.
It's amazing.
Right?
And you have it on the inside of your home as well.
I do.
Did you start that, or did that just develop over the years?
I actually did more on the inside way back when. But, you know, I just had so much creativity and so much that I had to show everybody. Like, I couldn't keep it all inside. Like, the witches were inside up until this year. I was like, you know what? They got to come outside because they're amazing. And I don't want people to miss what I have that's amazing. It's so much fun. And why miss out on fun, right?
You never want to miss out on fun.
Never, never.
So what about the trick-or-treaters?
We actually had a counter last year. There's a retired police officer. Her name's Connie. She actually sets up her candy in my driveway. So they'll get my trick-or-treats, and then you go to Connie. She brought me a counter last year, and I got over 900 kids last year. Yeah.
That's incredible.
So I think because of all the publicity I'm getting this year, it's going to be...
Oh, my goodness.
We're getting a candy delivery right now. Right now.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Philip.
Here. That's terrific. Two big...
Over 1,000 trick-or-treaters last year.
David, this is Valerie.
Gosh.
Hi,
Hi.
Valerie.
107.1.
I'm listening to you. Backstreet Boys are just playing.
Oh, my gosh. We're in the middle of a Jersey Shore Matters right
wow.
now.
Hi,
so
Jersey Shore. David Hoffman.
Yeah, we work together at Georgie's Bar. Yep. Yeah, I DJ.
George. Yes. Here's the Halloween house. Forever,
I love you, David.
Grateful.
I love
Look
you so
you.
Much.
Oh,
yep.
What timing. What timing.
And now that we're inside.
It's cool in here. I love it so much.
This is obviously your dining room with the kick-ass chandelier.
Yes, I actually put this chandelier together piece by piece. It was a long time, but I did it myself. It's beautiful, too. I like that it's dark color.
It's fabulous. It looks so haunted and
with
so great.
With the flaming
lights. Yeah, with the orange flaming lights.
And my skeleton as my guests. And then we have a couple of witches in here. We have Grandma Kathy and my sister Elizabeth. Those are two other witches.
What does Elizabeth say about that?
They all get a kick out of it. Like, you know what it is? Some of them are like, oh, you got to get a witch so you can name it after me. Like, they want to have their own witch. You know what I mean? It's kind of funny. They don't get mad. They want to be a witch.
Is this like from Ichabod Crane or?
It's a scarecrow. It could be. You know, he's pretty old. He doesn't work anymore. He's my favorite scarecrow, and my friend Sharon. She what is this, knitting or crocheting?
Yeah, uh-huh.
She actually made this for him.
My it's an orange Sharon. And purple and olive green muffler. That's great.
And Frankie,
he's ready for the cold weather. And
Frankie's
Frankie,
awesome. I just like his face. His face looks so cool.
How tall
cool.
is he?
I'd say maybe 9 feet.
Yeah.
What do you think? 9?
Yeah.
And then we have Stripe from Gremlins over here. He was new from Home Depot this year. Frankenstein was last year Home Depot. Stripe, the Gremlin, this year Home Depot. And then
is this Louis Vuitton?
He should be.
Louis XIV, the skeleton.
I had a silver one for the longest time, and we're driving down the road.
It's a solid gold skeleton,
it
by
is.
The way. It's
it,
really
it,
cool.
It totally is. We're driving down the road, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this golden. You know, I was like, was that a skeleton? I made Sean, my husband, turn around, and it was a gold skeleton. And
where was it?
A yard sale.
Did you ask the people that where they got a...
I did. They said they just had it for the longest time. They said the one thing that he doesn't have...
Oh, he doesn't have a left hand.
He does not
have... Look, he's laughing too.
He totally is.
That's really funny. Now, when trick-or-treaters come by...
They come to the front door, they get my candy, and then I have my retired police officer friend, Connie,
mm-hmm.
She has her stack of candy in the driveway, so they hit me, and then they hit her. And another thing, if you notice all the wreaths, my friend Karen makes me a wreath every year. So the one with the skulls over there, that was the first wreath she ever made me. Then I got Pennywise from It. I got Chucky. I got Jason.
Those are...
I got Jack Skeleton from Nightmare Before Christmas.
She is really creative.
Right?
Wow. And then Jack Skellington rocks.
I got Michael Myers back there.
Oh, even better.
And because it was the 50th anniversary this year, come over. She made me Jaws. For the 50th anniversary.
That is
so
perfect.
We kind of like, we work together, so I will get her some of the pieces for the wreaths,
uh-huh.
And then she'll put it all together for me. And I go to pay her every year, and she does not let me. She's like, Phil, you do so much for the community, and I just love what you do. So she's like, I don't want any money. She's just make sure you tag me on Facebook or put me on Facebook, so... I put her stuff on Facebook.
Your
cool,
labor
right?
of love? Her labor
Absolutely.
Of love.
Absolutely. But you have to come and check this out, because this is the most amazing thing. My Halloween village that I've been collecting for 20 years.
Look at you!
I get a new piece every year. So some of them are old. These two don't work anymore, but... They're all working, so I wanted to put them on for you, just for you to see.
That's like the carousel from Asbury Park,
yes,
and then, the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
These are amazing, fella.
I got a little dance club over here. I got a little dance floor over here with like a bandstand.
The gloom room, that's hilarious. Oh, and the waltzing.
These are Lee Max, Halloween Village. And these guys right here, we had a friend of the family, her name is Carol Brooks. She... gave me these, and then she passed away like 6 months later. So this is her tribute right here, is these little guys.
Wow.
Yeah. So every time I put them out, I always tag her and her family and let her know, you know, they're here. They know the love that I have, and these are precious to her, and she gave them to me to put in my house.
Philip, this has been terrific. Thank you so much for letting me into your world today.
Are you kidding me? I'm so happy right now.
I cannot wait to see what next year looks like.
That's going
to
be amazing.
So again, thank you very much, Philip, and thank you for listening this morning. Join us next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning right here on Press Communications, LLC.